At Kmart this week, patriotic songs are the feature of the PA system, as they are nearly everywhere else. Music, as if we didn't know, turns out to be essential at every level in these times, regardless of your shopping habits or your political point of view or what kind of music you prefer. And that is true also if you're a maker of music.
It's amazing what happens in a room where music is happening, but the audience is bringing something to the event, too, that's extraordinary.
Robert Spano, music director of the Brooklyn Philharmonic, has conducted three memorial concerts since the 11th, the most recent one on Columbus Day, featuring an unabashedly patriotic work by Aaron Copland.
These days, that piece has a kind of power that even exceeds its history.
Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man was written during World War II in response to a commission from the Cincinnati Symphony. The orchestra and conductor Eugene Goossens commissioned 18 fanfares from a list of composers including Henry Cowell, Darius Milhaud, Deems Taylor, Virgil Thompson. Copland's had its premiere in March of 1943. The composer said, "It was the common man, after all, who was doing all the dirty work in the war and the army. He deserved a fanfare." People were captivated by the title and the music.
I think he was able to capture something in sound that's very hard to define about being an American. I mean, he sort of self-consciously set out to do that. But I don't think it works just because he told us that's what he was trying to do. I think it works because there's something very genuine about it.
Fanfares, of course, traditionally refer to war.
Stephen Ledbetter is a musicologist.
Because a fanfare originally was created as a signal for battle. So that whole kind of sound immediately brings up the idea of war. And so a fanfare is a natural thing to compose if you're trying to make some statement on a situation involving war.
Art reflects whatever's going on just by the fact of being there.
Distinguished composer and author Ned Roram set selections from Walt Whitman's Civil War diaries to music in 1969, at the time of the Vietnam War. But he insists this is something best done from a distance.
I once wrote in prose, I said, you can't write a poem with tears in your eyes. The tears will smudge the ink. You write about what you know about tragedy or about death or something, but you don't write about death while you're in the act of dying. It's all retrospect and it's all objective. It just is by its very nature. I went to the prose of Walt Whitman, who had written a whole series of diary entries during the Civil War. There was one scene, for example, about he is sitting as a nurse next to one of the hundreds of young men who is dying, and he dies over the course of their conversation. That was about the Civil War, but it could as easily have been the Trojan War or the Vietnam War.
But if there's one thing we've learned over and over again in the last few weeks, it is that world events reposition things in our minds and in our hearts. Something written in one time, or for one reason, or for no reason, may touch us differently at any other moment.
You know, first of all, we were just kind of in a state of limbo, not knowing what to do, what to feel.
Soprano Heidi Grant Murphy was on her way to rehearse a Samuel Barber piece when everything changed on September 11th.
We had a rehearsal that afternoon.
The piece was Barber's Knoxville, summer of 1915, with a text by James Agee.
It's like, you know, any other American music that you sing right now during this time, it suddenly takes on a completely different meaning.
He's an artist. He is living at home.
This piece in particular is about summer nights in Knoxville, Tennessee. Lying on the rough, wet grass in the backyard, under the stars on quilts, with your mother and father and uncles and aunts. And then it goes on to talk about, by some chance, here we are all on this earth, and who shall ever know the sorrow of being on this earth?
Despite noticeable cravings for all things American, the impact of music is not limited to local compositions. Robert Spano gave a subscription concert in Atlanta earlier this month.
The first thing we did in Atlanta after the event was Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony, which also spoke to me as an American. So I think part of being an American is being a citizen of the world and recognizing that we are not a race, we are not a people, we are human, and we embrace humanity's diversity. I mean, that's part of what we aspire to as Americans. And I guess musically I feel the same, that there are so many things that speak to me.
So from Kmart to Carnegie Hall and everywhere in between, people are looking for music that will inspire them and that will soothe them.
It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die.
There's no reason a person can't write a simple love song in times of strife.
Welcome lovers as time goes by.
For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.